Imagine waking up tomorrow with the ability to see the world completely fresh, without assumptions, biases, or conventional thinking patterns. This is the superpower that alien thinking reveals. In a business landscape where 94% of executives are dissatisfied with their innovation performance, breakthrough ideas remain frustratingly elusive despite our unprecedented access to innovation tools. Why? Because most organizations find themselves drowning in ideas that are either incremental tweaks or wildly impractical fantasies. The problem isn't a lack of creativity, it's our deeply ingrained mental patterns that prevent us from seeing beyond the familiar. When Narayana Pasapati observed India's declining groundwater levels, he didn't just advocate for policy change. Instead, he created edible cutlery from water-efficient millet flour, simultaneously addressing plastic waste and water conservation. This is alien thinking in action, seeing connections others miss and imagining solutions that challenge fundamental assumptions. The most powerful innovations don't emerge from incremental improvements, but from fundamentally reimagining problems, as Amazon did when transforming e-readers from devices into ecosystems, leaving Sony's technically superior but conceptually limited product in the dust. The Alien Framework provides a mental operating system for breakthrough innovation through five elements: attention, seeing with fresh eyes, levitation, gaining perspective, imagination, connecting dots, experimentation, testing smartly, and navigation, maneuvering through obstacles. Unlike linear approaches, alien thinking embraces innovation's natural zigzag path. As Swatch inventor Elmar Mach notes, innovation is like a labyrinth with a lot of dead ends. The framework's flexibility allows entry at any point, with each element countering specific innovation-killing biases. Skip attention, and you solve worthless problems. Segue. Neglect navigation, and great ideas die. Kodak's digital camera. Our psychology presents the greatest barrier to breakthrough thinking. We experience more regret from failed innovation than maintaining status quo, while organizations often reject novel ideas threatening existing business models, as when vacuum manufacturers rejected Dyson's bagless design to protect replacement bag profits. Professional training creates selective attention. We notice certain things while missing others. This deformation professionnelle leads doctors to see symptoms instead of whole people, and engineers to overlook social implications. When Stora Enso hired a chemist who saw trees as cellulose, carbon, and sugar rather than just pulp, they discovered they were using only 45% of each tree's value. This fresh perspective transformed the paper acre into a renewable materials business. You can sharpen attention by zooming in on details or out to spot patterns. Muhammad Yunus demonstrated this power when studying a woman making bamboo stools for 2 cents daily. This observation revealed that $27 could free 42 villagers from predatory lenders, leading to microcredit. Similarly, Kellogg's found school janitors provided better insights about children's eating habits than parents or nutritionists. Levitation means stepping back for reflection, disengaging to think more clearly. While attention looks outward, levitation turns inward. Bertrand Piccard's breakthrough came during forced stillness in the Egyptian desert, leading him to envision flying without fuel and creating the Solar Impulse Project. Without levitation, we risk asking wrong questions. Plato likened ideas to birds needing a calm mind to settle, while Japanese culture values ma, the space where thoughts mature. Neuroscientist Marcus Reichel found the resting brain uses 20 times more energy than the task-focused brain, enabling breakthrough insights. After losing his leg water skiing, Van Phillips challenged the stagnant prosthetics industry. Avoiding existing patents to maintain fresh perspective, he created the revolutionary Flexfoot by studying cheetahs' hind legs and diving board mechanics. Defying experts who claimed better artificial limbs were technologically impossible. Functional fixedness limits our ability to imagine new uses for familiar objects. In the candle problem, adults struggle to see a thumbtack box as a potential shelf, while five-year-olds solve it easily, unburdened by fixed notions of objects' proper uses. Though often considered innate, imagination is universal, but gradually diminishes as education systems prioritize expected answers over creative thinking. When Lawrence Kemble Cook was fired after failing to design a solar-powered street lamp, he pivoted to harnessing energy from footsteps. After conventional funding failed, he illegally installed prototype floor tiles at a major mall construction site. The online photos attracted investors, transforming his struggling company PaveGen into a success. Alien thinkers embrace both validation and investigation, unlike conventional innovators who often succumb to confirmation bias. The Segway illustrates this contrast. Inventor Dean Kamen developed it in secrecy, relying solely on internal feedback. Despite concerns from Steve Jobs and Jeff Bezos, the team ignored external input, resulting in a product that failed to meet market needs. Architect Frank Gehry exemplifies effective experimentation through his Shrek, Yiddish for fright, proposals, deliberately provocative designs that make clients uncomfortable. By pursuing multiple concepts simultaneously rather than iteratively, he learns from clients' reactions while avoiding over-attachment to any single idea. Stephen Sasson's invention of the first digital camera at Kodak in 1973 illustrates how even groundbreaking innovations can fail without proper navigation. Kodak executives rejected filmless photography to protect their film business, allowing competitors to dominate the digital market when it emerged. Alien thinkers anticipate resistance by identifying forces that could help or hinder them, focusing on two priorities: avoiding opposition and leveraging ecosystem support. Disruptive solutions create friction by challenging organizational structures, threatening jobs, shifting industry relationships, and changing consumer behavior. Understanding these friction points helps predict stakeholder resistance. When facing opposition, pivot strategically. When Owlet's wireless patient monitoring wristbands met hospital resistance, they adapted the technology into a smart sock for infant home monitoring, targeting parents who directly valued the benefit. When traditional partners reject an idea, seek unconventional allies, like Bertrand Piccard, who turned to yacht builders familiar with carbon fiber when aviation companies dismissed his solar plane concept. Innovation requires overcoming psychological barriers, especially fear of failure, rejection, or embarrassment. Breakthrough innovators took major risks. Narayana Pisapati mortgaged his house for edible spoons. Tom Shockey left Princeton for TerraCycle. And Malcolm McLean abandoned his trucking company for untested shipping ideas. Research shows we overestimate regret from unconventional choices. Alien thinkers reframe this by considering the deeper regret of inaction. Rather than suppressing fear, they identify and address its specific sources, whether financial, personal, or operational. In today's complex world, thinking like an alien, seeing with fresh eyes and challenging assumptions is essential. The journey begins with questioning the status quo and imagining what others cannot yet see. Through alien thinking, you can systematically generate breakthroughs and overcome implementation obstacles.